rejoicing in all the songs and testimonies that I've heard. Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord, the book of James. Glad to see everyone in the house of the Lord. Amen. God bless you for being here. The book of James chapter, amen, number 5. Praise God. James in chapter number 5. And amen. Let's start reading in verse number 13. James chapter 5, verse 13. And look at these very familiar scriptures one more time.
Praise the Lord.
The Bible says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen to the Lord's word. Let's pray tonight. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the scripture, the Holy Bible tonight, Lord, as we open these pages, these divine pages where your word speaks to us. God, I pray that we won't take it lightly tonight, but Lord, it will be planted in our hearts in a way that our lives are changed and that this church is blessed. Thank you, God, for the privilege of having and owning a Bible and being able to read the Bible. But speak to our hearts, Lord, as we endeavor to preach your word tonight. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you're seated, can we do one more thing? Amen. Can we just pray for some of those that's came and prayed lately? Amen. Brandon came and prayed this morning for just a little while. Seemed like God touched him. Amen. Ricky prayed several weeks ago and been coming to church. Amen. Surely this is a sign to us that God's dealing with hearts. Amen. We don't know who all God's dealing with, but we want to be sensitive. Can we take just a moment before we're seated? Let's lift our hand toward the Lord and just pray for different ones. Maybe somebody comes to your mind. Amen. Maybe one of these, just pray for somebody. Amen. That God would reach them. Lord, we as a church bind together right here in this service just for a moment, Lord. We want to thank you with a heart of gratitude of what we've seen in the last several services. How you've been dealing with hearts and lives, Lord, and drawing men to you. Lord, it's not drawing them to this church, but it's to you, God. We're just a building and a people, Lord, that's gathered here to try to make it to heaven and encourage one another and bless one another. God, only you know the hearts that you're dealing with. And I pray, God, that you deal with even others, Lord, that you save souls in this hour, Lord. We know that we live in the end of time. God, bring backsliders home, prodigals home. Lord, restless souls home to you, into the arms of the Father. God, and bless and help, Lord. Move in our midst, Lord, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I want to talk to us from these. These are very familiar scriptures, obviously. Amen. And no doubt we've used these many times and read these over and over. But I want to preach for a title. Verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. Hallelujah. That ye may be healed. Praise God. Can we say that together? That ye may be healed. You know, God wants to heal us. Praise the Lord. I believe in healing. Amen. Healing for the body, healing for the soul. Healing for the mind. Jesus Christ came for the whole man. Spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. He came to restore the whole man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That ye may be healed. We believe in the power of God. We also believe that the Bible teaches in the power of prayer. Amen. No doubt it is brought up in this scripture. Look how many times. Is any afflicted? Let him what? Verse 13, let him pray. Praise God. Verse 15, or verse 14, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Hallelujah. Verse 15, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Glory to God. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. And then here's what we're preaching on tonight, that ye may be healed. Glory to God. That ye may be healed. Amen. Pray one for another that you may be healed. If the Lord would stand by us just for a little while, that's what I want to preach to us tonight, that you may be healed. Look at later on in verse number 16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Verse number 17. Amen. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. It rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18. He prayed again. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you've got to pray. Sometimes you got to pray again. And then you got to pray again. And you got to pray again. And you got to keep on praying. Praise God. Amen. God answers prayer. The song says God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So keep your hearts in tune. Praise the Lord. I want to keep my heart in tune to God. I want to keep my windows open like Daniel. Praise the Lord. They wrote that law. That you might not pray to any other God or any other person besides King Darius. Of course, even the children could tell us this story. Amen. Where Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, or the den of lions. And they couldn't find no fault with Daniel. Ain't that something? Amen. The world couldn't even find nothing that they could fault him about. He lived a life pleasing. Amen. Before God and man. He did the best he could. They couldn't find nothing to accuse him of. The only thing they could accuse him of was something with his God and his religion and his walk with God. So they came in before the king and they said, they lied. Y'all know the story. They said, everybody agreed in your province. Everybody agreed in the kingdom. And said, we want you to sign this decree. If anybody prays, was it for 30 days? Amen. To anybody besides you, ask any petition to anyone besides you. Let them be thrown into the den of lions. He signed that decree. He put his seal upon it. Amen. They came back and said, Daniel has done it. But one thing I want to make note of is the Bible says there in Daniel chapter, is it chapter 6 or chapter 5? I believe it's chapter 6, where I'm not going to turn over, where the Bible says, when Daniel knew that the decree was signed, amen. Hallelujah. He went home and his windows being opened. Praise God. His prayer windows was already opened. He didn't have to get the WD-40 out or the 3-in-1 oil or whatever, you know, and just try to pry them windows open, you know, and say, let's get these prayer windows open sometimes. Amen. Our windows have been shut too long. Our prayer windows have been shut too long. He prayed 3 times a day. Glory to God. Is any sick among you? Let him pray. Praise God. God answers prayer. God wants us to pray to him. Amen. And there's power in prayer. We know the song said, a bed holds a body that's, what does that song say? I try to quote these songs and can't quote them, but I would like to. I love, amen, these old songs that said there's power in prayer, power to spare. Amen. Hallelujah. All that you'll ever need is waiting right there. A few words, a little child's faith, and it's goodbye despair. Oh, there's power. So much power in prayer. Praise God. God answers prayer. If you're sick tonight, amen, we'll pray for you. Glory to God. We don't claim no special power, no special anointing. We don't claim no special gift from God. Amen. But I believe God's word. Hallelujah. He'll hear our prayer and He will heal the sick. Amen. That ye may be healed. There's power in prayer. There's power when we seek God. Amen. And reach out to Him. I believe the word of God. I believe what God's word says. Amen. Matthew 21 and verse number 22. He said, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Glory to God. All things. Amen. What can I get from God in prayer? All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. I believe that God answers prayer. I believe that God will hear our prayer tonight. I believe that God will heal somebody tonight. Amen. I believe that God will touch somebody, maybe somebody's family, somebody's heart, somebody's life. Amen. Praise God. I have faith in the Word of God. Faith in God. We serve a mighty God tonight, church. We serve the God that raises the dead. We serve the God that heals the sick. That's the God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve the God of miracles. We're serving a mighty God tonight. I'm not talking about fake stuff. Amen. It's real. It's real, church. Amen. God is a moving and blessing and helping today. Amen. He is the God of miracles. We have faith in God tonight, church. He is the mighty God. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer. Believing. Believe God tonight. Believe that God will do it. Believe God will do it for you. Believe God will do it for us. Believe God will do it for your brother. Believe God will do it for your sister. Amen. Whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. There's power in prayer. Amen. Our scripture text, amen, this cord of prayer is woven all through this here. Let him pray. Let them pray. Anybody sick among you, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have oil here we can anoint tonight. There's no power in the oil. Amen. I remember one time, man had never been to church before, and he was sick that morning, Sunday morning. This was his first service here. And he came to service, and he was sick. Somebody mentioned sick. I said, "Well, we will pray for you." And so we gathered around and prayed for him. And I took this oil and put it on my hand, you know, and I wiped it on his head. And put some on, you know, on his head and wiped it on him. We prayed for him. God touched him. Amen. I saw him several days later. He said, "I hadn't taken a bath yet. I'm afraid to wash that oil off." I said, "Man, go take a bath. There's no power in the oil." Amen. That's not in the oil. Glory to God. It's the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I remember one preacher. Amen. He was saved, but he was raised really wild. And he was telling me, amen, that when he was a little boy, they had the Pentecostal church. Had a tent revival in his community, and he said he'd stand out in the darkness and watch them wipe that oil on their head. Wipe that oil on them. He said, "Man, there's something special in that oil." Said, "You know what's in that oil?" And he said he went in there late one night, in the middle of the night, snuck in that tent and got that oil, was looking all around at that oil. Praise God. You know, that's not the power in the oil, but there's power in prayer. There's power in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Pray one for another that you may be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord shall raise him up. If he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. We serve a forgiving God tonight. We serve a merciful God. We serve a God that delights in compassion, delights in mercy, delights in grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's power in prayer tonight. It's not power in the oil. Glory to God. There's no power in the oil. We got that right. It's power in agreeing with God. In agreeing with His Word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. In John chapter number 15 and verse number 7, he said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Is anybody in here tonight ever received a divine healing from God in your body that you know of? Hallelujah. Where you were sick, amen, it may have been something great. Amen. May have been something small. Praise the Lord. But you know for sure that you've received a divine healing in your body. Amen. Lift your hand. Praise God. Look at this church. Glory to God. I believe it. I don't know your story, but I believe it. How do you know all these stories are true? Because I've seen God heal people before. Even when we was undeserving. Praise God. I said, even when we was undeserving. You mean to tell me that everybody that was healed was living right when they was healed? That everybody, I mean, they had their ducks in a row and everything was perfect. I have a hard time believing that. Amen. Knowing human beings. You mean to tell me that every preacher that prayed for everybody, amen, that they had every duck in a row and they was perfect and they had everything right? I have a hard time believing that too. But I tell you what I don't have a hard time believing is that God reached down His hand and said, I love that person and I'm going to heal them and I'm going to touch them because they believe my word and they trusted me and I'm going to touch them. Hallelujah. And I'm going to bless them. Hallelujah. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Glory to God. God wants to receive glory. God wants to receive, amen, glory from our testimonies. Amen. I know that you raised your hand tonight. I don't know your story, but I believe you. Glory to God. I don't know your, I may not have been there. Some of you, I may have been here. It may have been in this church. I've seen God heal, amen, different ones right here. I've experienced healing, divine healing in my body. Amazing. My children have received amazing healings in their body. Praise God. It would be so different. Amen. We might have already been to the funeral home. Amen. We might be going to constant doctor visits. Amen. If it wasn't for the healing touch of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paul and Silas got thrown in prison. What are you going to do, Paul and Silas? Well, at midnight, they sang. Hallelujah. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. I'm talking about power and prayer. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Prayed and sang praises unto God. I'm talking about when you really get to praying. Hallelujah. When you really get to praying, really get to praying through, it won't be long you'll start praising Him. And there's a song that says, it's amazing what praising will do. Y'all know it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing what praising will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing what praising will do. Praise God. Thrown in prison at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. There's power in prayer. Amen. There's power in prayer. Suddenly there's a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. I don't know if God just stuck His finger right down a vein right up under that Philippian jail, you know, and just let something loose way up under there, and that old jail just shook with the finger of God, or if the whole world shook at that moment. Amen. I do believe.
When Jesus died, I believe that there was an earthquake that was felt all across the world.
I believe the whole place shook. Oh, yeah.
When Jesus cried and said, "It is finished." Amen. But on this day, I don't know, God may have just stuck His finger right up under that Philippian jail and just shook it like a leaf. I'll tell you how bad it shook. Every door busted open. Not only did every door bust open, everybody's chains come off of them. That's how hard it shook. I mean, you talking about shaking, man. I mean, those people were shaking and a jerking around in there right in the middle of the night. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All this here in this room, this prison right here in Philippians. Amen. Immediately all the doors were opened and every man's bands were loosed. Glory to God. There's power in prayer. God has enough power, amen, to shake the world. And God has enough power to shake a jail in Philippi. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's because of this earthquake that there was a church in Philippians. It's because of this earthquake that we have the book of Philippians. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas were thrown in prison. Amen. I believe, glory to God, I believe that, thank you Jesus, that somehow this Philippian jailer become one of the prime leaders in that church. Thank you, Jesus. There's wonderful scriptures in Philippians that we would have never had if Paul and Silas wouldn't have been thrown in jail. You know them. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's written in Philippians. Hallelujah. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's written in Philippians. Amen. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are, amen, pure and honest, amen, just, amen. What's all them words there in Philippians 4 and 7, is it? Glory to God, or 4 and 8? Amen. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Praise God. All these scriptures. There's power in prayer tonight. Our scripture text says, is any afflicted among you, let him pray. Amen. Is any sick among you, call for the elders of the church and let them pray. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. Pray one for another that you may be healed. Only the preachers can pray. Is that what it says? No. That's not what it says, church. Praise God. Let's believe the power of prayer. Amen. Confidence in the Word of God. Confidence in His Word. Thank you, Jesus. Confidence in His Word. I believe His Word tonight. You believe His Word? Amen. They came out of Egypt. I mean, God had struck the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. And beat down their gods. And they came. They came to this water and they could not drink the water. And the Bible says that the Lord, Moses cried to the Lord and He showed him a tree and cast it into the water and the waters was made sweet. They was bitter and God turned them sweet. And God said unto them, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise God. I believe the Word of God. I believe what God's Word says. Amen. We must believe the Word of God. We must have confidence in the word of the Lord. Amen. God's word said He was the healer. God's word said He would heal us. Amen. God's word says in John 14:14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 12 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about the Word of God. Hallelujah. When we was down at the border, I wasn't even thinking about this till now. Some of these here are my witness. I know some of them probably know about it. Everybody may not know about it. We got an ice machine down there, and the ice machine wasn't working. I don't know what was going wrong with it. I just can't fix stuff like that. But they had, you know, Michael had looked at it, and Michael Rogers had looked at it. Brother Frank's son, he had tried to fix it and couldn't get it going. I scared y'all there for a second when I said Michael. Y'all thought this one, but there was two Michaels down there. But anyways, he had looked at it and tried to get it going. We was going and buying ice. Sister Bethany knows that. We'd go and buy an ice. Well, Sunday morning, we was preaching there at the church, and we was preaching about the power of the Word of God, and about God's Word has power.
There's power in the Bible. There's power in the Scripture. Well, this brother had come from Kentucky, and he knows a little bit more about, you know, electronics or different stuff like that, and mechanics and stuff, you know, whatever. And so I told him, I said, man, we got to get this ice machine fixed. I don't want to throw this thing away. It's been a blessing to us. For, you know, for them years, us, you know, working there at the border, and we'd plug that ice machine up, and it'd fill up with ice, and we'd have ice the whole time. It ain't a new machine or nothing like that. I don't even know where we got it. But anyways, so after church on Sunday, we had looked at it just a little bit Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, right after church, Sunday afternoon, right after church, he said, hey, he said, while you was preaching about the Bible, he said, why don't you go get your Bible and bring it over here and lay it on that ice machine and let's pray. I said, sounds good to me. That's fine with me. I know God can heal it. Well, of course, we took off to Mexico and was going in and out constantly, you know. And so that evening, we never had time. We got stuck on the bridge and all that. So the next morning, and I wasn't thinking about it, next morning, and I was getting ready and doing different things. I was probably getting ready for lunch. And he was down there, and he said, hey, get your Bible. I told you, let's pray. And I'm telling you a fact now. Amen. So I ran to the church. I was, you know, doing something. So I just ran in there, and I got my Bible. And I brought it over, and I said, let's pray. We laid it up on, laid this Bible right here up on that ice machine. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, touch this ice machine. We just prayed. I said, Lord, touch this ice machine. You know, and I went back. He went to fiddling with it, and he was on the phone. And in our prayer, we said, Lord, if there's something wrong, show us what it is or whatever. And, you know, he got a hold of a guy, and they showed him where a master reset button was and all that. I'm telling you, we was fixing to throw this thing away because they said it didn't work. Amen. And I was out there maybe like an hour later. He said, hey, Brother Sam, come here. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, it's a pumping water. I don't know if it's going to print up, make ice, but it's pumping water. Amen. I said, let's praise God for that. We said, thank you, Jesus. Help it to make ice. And said another prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here in just a little while, he said, amen. He got me back. He said, the compressor kicked on. Glory to God. Amen. The compressor kicked on. We're just waiting. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. Praise God. We'll keep a praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Here directly, he said, Brother Sam, come here. That thing was a popping ice. Hallelujah. Throwing ice down there. Now, I don't know if there was something wrong with it. It don't matter to me. All I know is we had already made the decision we was going to throw it away. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe God's word. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Sister Bobby was singing that song, You Come Too Late to Tell Me God Don't Love Me. Amen. Well, let me sing in that song, but you come too late to tell me things like that don't work. I've seen it too many times. Amen. I know when we left there, amen, we took our ice chest in there, Clinton, didn't we? And it was full of ice, wasn't it? Amen. You my witness tonight? It was ice all the way. That thing was that full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If God can fix a sick body, amen, He can fix a broken ice machine. And if God can fix a broken ice machine, He can fix a broken truck. And if He can fix a broken truck, He can fix a broken car. Amen. And God can fix us. Amen. Fix it like you want to, Lord. That's all right with me. Hallelujah. We serve a God that wants to help us. He's the God of miracles. Thank you, Jesus. He's the God of miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe His word. I believe the testimonies. I believe it. Pray. I want to believe it more. You're talking about God. I want to believe it more. Thank you, Jesus. I want God to help me believe it more. Amen. Isaiah 53, and this whole chapter is wonderful, but I'm just going to read verse 5. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us, amen, that those stripes that they put on Jesus' back, amen, they stripped Him of His robe and they beat Him, amen, right there with those, amen, those whips, those Roman whips. They beat Him. Hallelujah. And the Bible teaches us that when He was taking those beatings, that was for our healing. That those beats was for our healing. He suffered so much that day, hallelujah, that He died for us. But the Bible teaches us when those Romans was beating Him, that beating
was for our healing. Hallelujah. You see, the devil had control of us. Sin had a grip on our body. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll have prayer tonight. Praise God. We'll pray for the sick. We'll pray for any need you have tonight. Praise God. But listen, we don't even have to. Oh, it's a God. God can heal you right now. Hallelujah. God can touch you as you reach out to Him. Hallelujah. God can touch. Hallelujah. God can lift up. God can bless you right now. Can we just reach up to God right now? Can we just reach up to Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been healed, thank Him for healing you. Hallelujah. If you've been healed in the past, just say a word of thanksgiving for healing you, for health and strength. If you need healing tonight, say, Lord, touch me. Maybe a family member needs healing. Maybe a child, a son or daughter, somebody. Thank God for His healing. Thank God for His grace. Stand together with me tonight, church. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am the mighty God, saith the Lord. I am the healer. I am the healer of brokenness. I am the healer of sickness. I am the healer of every situation that you face this hour, saith God. I am a very present help, saith the Lord God. I am a very present help in time of trouble. I'm here to bless you this hour, saith the Lord. Reach to me and you shall find. You shall find what you're looking for, saith the Lord God this night. Hallelujah. Anybody needs special prayer at this time, I want you to come stand here. We'll pray for you. It doesn't matter your need. Amen. Hallelujah. You may want to share it. You don't have to. That's fine with me. But you need healing tonight. Oh, God, in your body, God's able to heal you. God's able to do great things. We'll just believe God as a church together. Thank you, Lord. We'll just believe the Lord. Church, we've seen God move before. Hallelujah. We're no strangers to the power of prayer. Amen.